cool.
The topics and opinions expressed on the Dudes and Beer podcast are intended for an audience of 18 and up and are solely those of the host and guests. They neither reflect the opinions or values of either the sponsors of Dudes and Beer or your mother. I mean, seriously, have you ever heard these guys? They'll talk about anything.
Whoa, hey, you think they're going to show it?
They'll probably just blur it out.
Whoa, check it out, Beavis.
Grab your beverages and turn up your interweb. Solving the world's problems 12 ounces at a time. It's Dudes and Beer. Well, hello everybody, and welcome to Dudes and Beer episode 90. 90! It doesn't seem like we are just 10 episodes away from 100, you know, and it's one of those, like seeing your baby crawl before it walks, yep. You know, like literally, it's great. Welcome to Dudes and Beer, everybody. I am Chris Jordan, your host. With me tonight, it's an intimate episode. It is Stone Winchester and I tonight. We've decided to get a little deep on y'all. We're gonna get into a hot topic that's been on Dudes and Beer frequently over the last year, over the last 90 episodes. But really get in depth with it tonight. I love talking with Stone. I love talking with him on the job site. He has some of the best insights into life that I've seen in a long time. And tonight we are going to be talking about the state of privacy in America and the dangers behind the privacy state mm-hmm, in America. Mm-hmm. All when we get back from this message from our sponsor.
Hey, are you a musician? Do you play guitar, bass, or synthesizers? Are you a studio engineer looking for that different sound? Well, fret no longer. Austin Hot Mods is there for you. From Boss to Ibanez, DOD to EHX and more, Austin Hot Mods provides over 50 different modifications and customizations to some of the most popular guitar pedals on the market, from vintage to modern. So if you're looking for that boutique custom sound on a Craigslist budget, look no further. Contact Austin Hot Mods today and mention that you heard it here on the Dudes and Beer podcast for 5% off your first guitar pedal modification. Visit them online at austinhotmods.com. Texas owned and operated and home of the Mod of the Month deal. That website again is austinhotmods.com.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Stone, once again, I can't thank you enough for how often you've been on the show lately. I love having you on.
I love it. It's super great. Yeah.
It's super fun. And tonight we're gonna be getting a little harsh on it. We're gonna be getting, you know, like you and I think both share quite a bit of common ground when it comes to this topic. When mm-hmm. it comes to privacy, we were just literally out in the kitchen eating a little chicken and talking over this stuff, and it was like, you know what? That's the episode, man. It's all about privacy right now,
right?
And
or lack of,
mm-hmm. you know. And it started off with me sharing an article with you about how Uber apparently is able to track their customers 5 minutes after drop-off with their new software and the update that recently happened. Now, they originally actually had God mode on their stuff, which let them, and they had to cut it off because there were literally people that were like stalking ex-girlfriends and shit like mm-hmm. that. Like, it was insane. There were lawsuits all over the place, you know, and people were like, hey, wait a minute, I downloaded this thing, why is my private information being shared?
Right.
And that's what a lot of people don't realize whenever they download apps to their phone, is that not everybody, just like a EULA, you know, an end user license agreement, not everybody reads all 50 pages of that thing.
Yeah.
Before they click accept.
I'm guilty with the apps.
Like, oh, sure.
And I've seen on there, but man, I clicked accept anyway. We need access to your photos and your camera. And wait, why?
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
Yeah.
but I accept it because I want to do whatever that thing is, you know.
yeah, you know, you want to be doing what's hip, what's hot. You know, you got what, a good 5-6 years on me?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
You know, but even still, like even being the age that we are, we want to be into the hip stuff. We want to have fun. We want to do stuff with our phones.
I don't download anything that I'm, you know, can't really use. It's not even about, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just, hey, cool thing.
Yeah, literally.
I generally delete 90% of apps 5 minutes after I get it anyway.
Well,
like, oh, it's a piece of crap.
Like on my phone, for instance, if it weren't for the tools that I saw people in our industry using on a regular basis on their cell phone, I would probably, honestly still be a BlackBerry user.
Yeah.
I was a huge BlackBerry fan. I love them. And people think that they're like defunct. They aren't. They're still used by every branch of the military. They're still used by the federal government because they have the most secure system.
Right.
They really
do. Well, we had it when I worked in the phone industry.
Mm-hmm.
We had the BlackBerries. It was the pager with a keyboard on it. It wasn't a phone.
Yeah.
And, we used it for the, you know, we had the secure ID key fobs and everything else, and we'd use that because it was secure.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, that's just it. There was a much more, because it was its own programming. It didn't share programming with anything else, you know, and which kind of made it defunct. But at the same time, like, BlackBerry's come back in force over the last year or so. Like, I can't tell you the number of times, folks, that I literally see, like, high-end execs, and they got their phone, then they got the company BlackBerry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, companies still use them a lot.
Stuff like that. And, well, it is because it's a very secure device.
Secure 7.
It is as secure as you can get. I mean, like, more than Apple.
Mm-hmm.
And really, you know, people say that Apples are virus-proof and they don't get it. No, it's that they comprise 20% of the marketplace. And if you're really a virus coder, are you really going to code for 20%?
Well, back in the 90s, when my wife was, at the time, was a graphic designer.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you use your Apple IIe, your Apple SE, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And no, there were no viruses.
Yeah.
All the nerds weren't on Apple.
Yeah, no, we weren't.
So why would you write why would you write viruses for something that you could care less about? You thought it was a joke.
Well, and not only that, but banking systems didn't use Mac.
Right.
You know, none of these payment systems or anything like that are Mac dependent.
It was all graphics.
Oh, yeah. You know? Well, and it's still a pretty well-known fact, and you could probably attest to this, that if you still have a Commodore 64, when things go down, you'll still be able to dial into your bank.
I was going to bring that up.
You'll still be able to dial into a bank because those protocols are still used.
Yep.
You know, and like you
the
could,
Amiga and all that.
Those are still absolutely valid.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, heck, if you go to a lot of auto shops, things like that, they're still rocking DOS, dude. They're still on a monochrome screen.
With an amber screen.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's either green or amber.
Yeah,
and all they need is DOS and the program that they're using for their inventory. And that's it.
Right.
You know? And it's lighter. It's leaner. They don't have to update software on the regs. You know, the software is written for them. So it could run on whatever machine they want to run it on.
Right.
But definitely as someone who grew up with an Atari 2600, who still has a Commodore 64 in his mom's garage and an Apple IIe, stuff like that.
I have a Mac Classic.
You know, nice. It's not a fish tank yet?
No.
You haven't converted it?
I thought about shooting it with my SKS.
Oh, dude, let's go take some high. Let's go take some high-speed footage of that if you do.
Yeah, for sure.
And make sure it's plugged in.
Well, one day I'll need a boat anchor. So.
That's right. But, you know, it's interesting as technology has progressed, as this stuff has come about, as we have gotten to the point of literally having a computer in our hands. Like you were saying that earlier today when I was like, I won't own an iDevice because my Android has literally saved more shows than I have fingers and toes.
Mm-hmm.
By an executive forgetting their thumb drive and me just saying, call home office, have them Dropbox it to me, and I can drag and drop it from my phone, and bam, there's their presentation. And it blows their mind. And it's like, well, it's because I don't have an iDevice. You can't do that on a Mac. You can't do that on an iPhone or an iPad. You
know? I'm not sure it's Mac anymore.
Yeah, it's
Apple, right?
It's Apple, yeah.
I'm not sure what year that changed, but
well, I think that came about right as Steve Jobs came back in.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they went through the whole rebranding
right.
and all that. And that's when they started coming at. That's when everything became I mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff. Right after the IMAX and all that. Gotcha, but it's interesting to me how the more advanced this stuff gets, the less secure it is.
Oh, yeah. Well, and the less we're concerned with the security.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say that that it's a lack of concern. I think prima facie, it's a lack of knowledge.
Well, I mean, you see, it's pretty clear when you download that app and it opens up for the first time and it asks for the permissions. It has a list right there.
Sure, sure.
I mean, there's like 10 things, 15 things listed and an accept button underneath it.
And
it says, you know, access to your photos, access to your camera, access to your contact list.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. This is a game.
Yeah.
Why the hell do you need to see homemade porn of me and my wife?
The reason it needs to see your contact list is so that you can send an invite to your friends and get credit.
No, I get that. But that has nothing to do with my photos.
No. Nothing at all to do with your
photos. And then are they selling your contact list to, you know, what company who wants to telemarket the shit out of you?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I mean, even the DMV does that. It says right up on the counter.
It freaked my wife out when we moved to this house. She was like, I'll go get a change of address for him. I was like, no, you will not. We will contact every one of our creditors, and we will let them know where we move.
You fill that out, and you just sold your.
But as soon as you just
list,
sold, and you
the government's going to make money.
And
off
there is no opt out box on the form. Uh-uh. There is no opt out box, and it says right there that they sell your information to third party sellers.
Right.
And it's the same thing. Like it blows my mind. Number one, you go to the ACA website, you know, and. Now they've dropped the language of you can keep your doctor. That is no longer on there.
Right,
because, well, obviously you can't.
Right.
but on top of that, literally it says that, like, your personal information is not secure. And I remember when I was on broadcast, we actually had – it was right after the OCARE system launched and all that. And, like, systems were crashing all over the country, you remember. It was it was horror show.
Right.
And we had John McAfee on as a guest.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you that don't know, the man who created McAfee antivirus before it became a virus, when it was a valid piece of software, before it became the energy-sapping virus on your system that it is now.
Right.
and even he said that. He's like, they took my beautiful, beautiful baby and turned it into this ugly-headed monster that's just everywhere and destroys people's lives.
Sounds like Oppenheimer.
But yeah, exactly, exactly. But he was like, you know, they called me in as a consultant on a Skype interview, you know, just talking via Skype, and that's how they wanted to do everything. And I'm like, no, that's not how you fix a coding problem. You fix a coding problem by getting a bunch of coders in a room and you hash it out.
Right.
That's how a coding problem's fixed. Well, you know, no, we're going to do it like this. He's like, no, that's not how it's done. Mm-hmm. So I'm not doing it that way. He's like, they literally don't want to fix it. They don't want to fix it because anybody who does coding will tell you that's not how you code.
Right.
Like, you know, you've got to be in the same room. You've got to be able to hash it out. And he's like, they don't want to fix the problem. They want the security issue there. They want your private information to be able to go anywhere they want it to go without your knowledge and with your full consent. And to me, it's not that people don't care. It's like I said, it's that people are uninformed. They're unknowledgeable to some of this stuff. And believe me, I know. It's right there, like you said. Hey, Facebook, when you join it, says, read this licensing agreement. And it tells you your photos are used.
Well, and I get that. You know, hash through this whole licensing agreement.
Sure.
That's one thing.
Sure.
You know, because I'm not going to lie. I scroll down to the bottom and check the box.
Hey,
like,
I'm guilty.
I figure I know what I'm going to do on there, and I'm not going to do anything that's going to get me in trouble anyway, so fuck off, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
But the little box is so clear.
There's
no legal, you know, mumbo-jumbo about it. It's, we're going to look at your photos. We're going to look at your, we have access to your camera. Why do you need access to my camera? You know what that means? You can turn it on at any time and look what's going on in the room. Fuck
exactly.
off.
Exactly.
The shit that goes on in my house does not need to be broadcast to anybody.
Yeah.
I'd be embarrassed to watch it. You know, I don't need other people to be like, oh, look at that guy's ass. It's ridiculous, you know? I just walk around naked too often.
He hadn't even toned. I bet he doesn't go to a gym.
No, man. No, it's just really small.
Look at that mini keg. He's rocking it.
That's right. That's right. I earned it.
But seriously, like, I don't know. I guess as someone who educated people for a long time, you know, I taught ages 4 to 40 for years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I got to see the gamut. And it was interesting to me. And I really started to see it right up around 9/11, oddly enough. Because when 9/11 happened, I was teaching junior high and high school. And they almost literally didn't grasp the impact. They all, like, how it would impact them locally. And it's like, Houston is the largest shipping port in the world. We mm-hmm. refine 80% of the world's oil. We mm-hmm. are a major strategic target, guys. Yeah, yeah. You know, like... And just
the whole thing was about oil.
The the concept there just wasn't there for them. And I don't think that really we've created this society of immediacy and now. And I think technologically we've really created that. And the problem is people think that this device is their personal private device.
Hell no.
That page that you have on Facebook is not your personal private page. And I can tell you right now, like, I have a screenshot.
Nor Tumblr.
Yeah, so nor Tumblr or Instagram.
That's generally where the real dirt comes in.
Yeah, well, Tumblr, Instagram, none of it is private. None of it's fully private. And like I was telling you outside before we started, all of, I think, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, Texas Parks and Wildlife started reporting, like, hundredfold
of arrests.
More tickets and arrests. Right. Because people were posting shit on social media like, hey, yeah, look at this deer I shot in my backyard. Number one, backyard is not a proper hunting lease. Number two, it's July. It is not deer season.
And where was your license anyway?
You wouldn't have a license because it would be expired. Exactly. It's July. If it's not available until September.
And those guys, Parks and Wildlife,
they got power.
They got more power than FEMA.
People don't realize.
Shoot you right in the face without asking you a question.
People do not realize. They can literally, here's a little tip for you folks. If you're out, if you're catching illegal limit fish, if you're out hunting illegally or spotlighting or something like that, that officer of Texas Parks and Wildlife can literally confiscate anything involved. And with that hunt, that
more so than that, he can just straight up kill you and not even have.
Sure.
It's like Secret Service shit. Like, I shot him.
You're out in the woods, man.
You don't have the right to question me on why I shot him. I shot him.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah. And it's the fact that, dude, you're out there catching over limit fish. They can take your truck. They can take your boat. They can take all your gear and fine you and give you jail time. Like, it's
all over a fish.
It's great. All over a fish. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, that you decided, because you decided to post some shit up on Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, because you decided to post an image of you, yourself, and your buddy with like 200 bass in the boat.
Jeremy Baker.
And
the good bass, job, Jeremy Baker.
The bass slayer himself, Jeremy Baker. I hope they make him up there like they do down here, buddy. That's all I can say.
He's going after
You better be going after some salmon and learning to fly fish, bro. 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock. 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock.
That's right. Tie those flies.
But, you know... Yeah, I really think that this society of immediacy that we have and that we've created, especially with our youth, they have this concept of America, and it's freedom and it's individuality and it's what you want to do and it's be who you can be. But
we don't believe in God, but it's God. Everything's God given.
It's
right.
It's God given, right?
Can we call it something civil, something? You know,
sure, like, sure. And you know, to me, it's the fact of. No, that's public. And I was telling the story about my friend who was on paper in Houston. For those of you that aren't aware, for those of you who are of different generations, paper means you were actively on probation.
Yeah.
You were on probation.
Or parole.
Or parole. And I've been on probation, you know. It's not fun. But what I definitely didn't do was post pictures of myself in Austin, Texas, when I was on probation in Houston and not supposed to leave the Tri-County area. I definitely didn't do that.
No.
I didn't even drive to Austin. And at the time, we referred to it as our fugitive love time, my wife and I, because that's right as we started dating.
Right.
Like right as my court case started was when we hooked up on Facebook and started talking all the time. And she was literally there for me through all of it, through all of it.
Now, is there a statute of limitations on probation violation?
No.
Would she be talking about this?
I'll talk about it. I don't care.
No.
I'm with you, though. But, yeah, our fugitive love period was literally she would either come to Houston and spend the weekend, or I would actually buy a Greyhound ticket to go from Katy to Austin.
Nice.
Because, hey, if I got pulled over, you know, it SCMODs, you know.
Right.
State, county, mutual, municipal offender database. Mm-hmm. SCMOD.
Yeah, right.
but... Yeah, you know, so to avoid that circumstance, I literally bought like a $20, $25 round trip Greyhound ticket, and it left from old Katy. So I didn't have to go downtown and go through security and show my ID and all that kind of stuff. And it dropped me off up near camp, up north at the, well, now it's up on campus, but back then it was the Greyhound station.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Koenig or whatever.
So, yeah, you know, I'd come in and hang out for the weekend and then go home for my gig on Sunday morning.
Gotcha.
You know, so that was our fugitive love period, and that's how I did it. But, dude, be damned if I posted anything while I was there. I wasn't about to post something on Facebook, a picture of us together, because, yeah, that GPS tag. Like, go watch an episode of Special Victims Unit, something. Like, go watch Murder Rape on a Thursday night, and you'll see exactly what kind of shit they can pull off your cell phone. Like, you don't realize that there is a geotag. Whether or not you geotagged that image, it is geotagged with the GPS of its location.
They know where you were when you were there.
When it was taken, you know, and by that information, they can tell how long you were there.
Everything.
Like, it just...
Forget a paper trail. This is all you're carrying a phone around.
Well, and what's interesting is this is all the quote-unquote metadata. This is all the shit that people have thought. Like I said, the lack of knowledge. People think, oh, it's metadata. It's just how long I was on the phone. Yeah, but how long you were on the phone, where you were on the phone, who you were on the phone with, you know, that can tell people where you were located when you made the phone call.
And you never think that it's important information until you're fighting it in court.
Until it's being used against you.
And it's like, wait a minute, when you say it like that.
Yeah.
I would convict myself. Holy shit.
Yeah. Until you hear anything you say maybe used against you.
After Patriot Act, it's when all this really kicked in hard, you know?
Well, it's when like, it really...
It's when all the phones could track, you know?
It's when it really kicked into high gear.
Man, my Nokia brick phone wouldn't do anything. I mean, they could triangulate your... position, I'm sure.
The same way they could a CB. The same way they could a CB transmission.
But not the shit they got now.
Well, and quite honestly, a lot of the reason that they got, and you could probably attest to this being in the telecom industry, a lot of the reason they got rid of those phones was because they were analog. You could literally go stand on top of friggin' Mount Everest and make a phone call.
Well, that and you could drop it in the swimming pool for 3 days and then run over your truck and it's still, you know, you're never going to buy a new phone.
Yeah.
My friend still uses that phone.
Yeah.
I gave it to her like 15 years ago. And
but like
still
the old school brick phones and like the ones.
The big gray phones.
Those were analog. So you got a signal anywhere. There was no dedicated network.
For $11 a minute.
Yeah. But
it worked.
It was also the fact
like a satellite phone.
There was no limit to the range.
No.
You know? So imagine that on the concept of we're selling a data plan.
Right.
You know, trying to rein things in and trying to put a cap on stuff and things like that. You ain't going to be able to do that with analog.
Yeah, and then they wanted roaming charges.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah.
That one didn't last.
You know what you need
long,
for that?
Yeah.
A digital network
that's
going to be able to track every bit of data coming in.
When we were last year for heading out to San Francisco to work on the Super Bowl, going down I-10, there's a spot, I think it's in Arizona, and literally on one side of I-70, or it's I-10.
I-10.
On one side of I-10 is Mexico.
Yeah.
And on the other side is America. And I watched my phone as I drove down there. It said, welcome to Mexico. Like, I actually am like, wait a minute. I call these. I'm going to call AT&T tomorrow because they try to hit me with some charges from Mexico.
Some overage charges or something. Because
I was on the freeway, man.
I was on
the interstate highway.
Yeah.
But it knew. It knew right, right when I passed the spot.
And, oh, absolutely. You know. Absolutely. And, that's really the main thing is that metadata is... It's the holy grail.
Mm-hmm.
It is the big data. I have an obsession that I do weekly where I actually go through and look at all my Google Analytics.
Yeah, and you talked about that.
Yeah, man, and it's wild, dude.
I can
actually go through and start digging into like the average education of my listeners.
Yeah. Well, you had talked about that. I don't think it was on. I think it might have been the AI episode.
Mm-hmm.
But you talked about how Google, you can go look at everything you put on Google or whatever.
Yeah, recorded. You can.
I went and looked. There was one, like, 10-second audio recording of me. It was some retarded shit. Like, it was like I butt dialed kind of thing.
Just
me at work. A stupid conversation I was having with
someone. Goddamn cheeseburger.
And I deleted it, and there's no record of any of that. Yeah, right?
That's the only thing that Google has ever heard
Austin
you say.
That Austin busted me on the forehead with his freaking Leco. Yeah. And all the choice words I had for him.
Right, right.
But yeah, that was it. I was pretty happy.
Yeah, yeah.
It was very limited.
I can't say that I do a lot of Google voicing. I can't remember. Voice to text.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that whenever I'm
now, does that stuff get, is that...
I don't know. I'd have to look into that. Yeah. I'd have to look into that. But I can tell you this. If I've deleted messages off my phone, T-Mobile can't recover them.
Well,
at least that's what they tell me.
Yeah.
Because I've asked them to before.
And then...
If it
came down to court, they'd be like, well, who told you that?
Yeah.
You got no name? I don't know who you're talking about.
I've had issues with clients where it's like, no, that's not what you said. You know, that's not what we agreed to.
They make these awesome glasses that have little recording devices in them.
They do. They do.
You can't tell. And
yeah. Yeah.
They're good for catching people.
Well, and you know, that's something that I've talked about numerous times on this show, aside from the just like video recording glasses, but Google Glass.
I don't like it.
Why not?
Well, I mean, we already talked about they have the right to turn on your camera at any time. Now it's everything I'm looking at.
Yeah.
Everything I'm seeing. Not only do they triangulate my position, they can just look at it. It's like they're there.
Yeah.
Looking at it through my eyes, everything I'm doing.
Earlier over dinner, we were talking about Niantic and the Pokemon Go game, and we did a whole episode.
The CIA.
We did a whole episode on how Niantic was originally funded, much like Google, much like Facebook, by InQtel. By InQtel, which is a financial arm of the CIA that finds technology like this. Like, anybody remember right after Facebook started what Facebook was really famous for? What, like, put them on the map? As far as a social network, I believe it was the Arab Spring. And if you recall, the riots that started in Egypt and overthrew Hosni Mubarak started on Facebook.
Really?
Yeah. Started as a social media thing on Facebook, and it begat this revolution that ousted the standing dictator in Egypt.
And Facebook did all that, right?
Yeah. They never did find the dude whose account started it.
Right.
Interesting how the CIA, the people who topple governments and put in puppet regimes, fund this kind of stuff because they can literally see.
You're not talking about our government because we wouldn't do anything like that. Russia. Russia would influence an election, but we wouldn't topple governments or create coups.
No.
You know, nothing.
No, we would never.
We've never done.
We would never assassinate a candidate like Che Guevara.
Yeah. No.
We would never do that.
No.
Are you joking?
Well, everybody's upset. You know, they're only upset when it happens to you. You know. And it doesn't fit your agenda.
Well, until it's not in my backyard, yeah. people really don't
get
it.
Well, it can be in your backyard, but if it doesn't affect your agenda, then you're good. Like, yeah. I don't care as long as it doesn't affect what I want to accomplish.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, and that's just it, you know, like, and that's where I think the ignorance blinders come on for people, because, you know, there's this
cognitive
concept.
Dissidence.
Yeah. Well, there's this concept of, well, I'm not doing anything bad, so I don't have anything to worry about. True.
Well, and
however, that doesn't mean that your information isn't being recorded without your consent.
Let me tell you a little something about that.
Go ahead. I love your story.
If you're, and I'm not going to tell the story, but I'm going to kind of. So if you have
tell
this,
a story.
I had a friend, you know.
Tell
now,
a story.
Now, if people's opinion in this country is that, well, if they were arrested, they're guilty. Oh, well, if they were found guilty, they're guilty. If they were in court, they were guilty. You know, anything you say can and will be used against you. That they not even giving you a trickle of the truth on that, because we're going to twist every fucking thing you say.
Yeah.
When it take, oh, you were in this area, they can make you a bank robber murderer just because you drove through the neighborhood and we have a text that says this or that. And they'll just twist everything. Their one job, the DA's one job, and the detective's one job is not to, like, make sure justice is done. It's to win cases, blame people, get a win at all costs, and they will. It doesn't matter if you were doing something wrong or not.
Like my buddy Mike
Zaplin. Tell that to the 1,100 people a year that they release from L.A. County prisons.
Who are
because
guilty.
They find out they weren't guilty. The DAs twist the shit and fucking they tell you you're going to be prosecuted. They're going after 80 years against you, and you're like, wait, what? I didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
Or we'll give you 3 years probation.
Yeah.
Well, goddamn, I don't want to be in prison for 80 years.
Yep.
I didn't do it, but damn.
Yeah.
Okay, give me the probation.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, well, and that's just it. And it's like, you know, at the time that I went through my stuff, I actually had to go to like AA for every day for a year.
Right.
Like it was nuts.
Right.
And it was a simple possession charge. It had nothing at all to do with alcohol.
Of course not.
But at my age, the judge was like, listen, you should be done with this kind of foolishness in your life. I want you to go to a rehabilitation program of some sort. And my buddy, who was my sponsor for it, told me the biggest, and thank you, Michael Zaffla, for this. Thank you. He told me straight up, like, it's called a system for a reason, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Much like a gambler, they have a guaranteed way to, if anything, break even and never ever lose money.
who do they say always wins? The house always wins.
Exactly.
But I'm surprised to hear that you had to go to AA. I didn't even think you drank.
Yeah, I don't drink that much.
Except on Dudes and Beers.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Well, literally, this is my designated night a week to drink.
Right.
You know, and people are like, oh, you must drink a lot. It's like, no, I drink Tuesdays. And I drink well, but I rarely drive myself to the studio.
It's Dudes and Beers, not Dudes and Drunks.
That's right. That's right. And that's the idea. I'm going to say, I've ended a couple of these pretty in the bag.
Yeah,
I'm not going to lie.
Oh, that'd be fun.
We put a hurting on whenever we go to Houston.
Yeah.
Whenever we go to Houston, there's a hurting put
on.
We
have
to. That's for
it's
sure.
A depressing place. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to spend the next week there, and I'm not thrilled.
I wish I was on the gig with you, but I'm glad that I was
probably
booked locally
not.
For a
probably, yeah, probably
I'm glad
not.
I was booked locally
be,
for
it's
a
some
week.
Dirty construction work shit. This isn't fun, clean ballroom work, you know.
I will be getting to sit in a ballroom at Barton Creek. So,
we'll be outside.
It's going to be horrible. I'll send you pictures of the golf course.
Damn you, DirecTV, but thank you for the money.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And, you know,
I will be getting paid. So,
but it's odd to me that people have an expectation of privacy in a digital world. In an analog world, I can totally see an expectation of privacy, even like getting things in your mailbox, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. There's a reason why it's a federal crime to go in somebody's fucking mailbox.
Yeah, that, privacy.
It's an extension of your home,
right.
And it is your domain.
It's breaking and entering.
Yeah, 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 basically, except on a federal level, because now you're messing with the federal mail
USPS,
system.
Yeah.
You know, and that ain't something that you want to jack with.
No.
So, and, you know, people send all kinds of shit through the mail. People send fucking drugs through the mail.
But,
you
know,
fucking fools, man. I'm telling you. It happens now, all the time.
We were, this is back in the late 80s.
Yeah.
My wife and I living in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And we were watching. Cops was still pretty new.
Oh, yeah.
On
yeah.
air. And we were watching. And I had a friend. He was pretty stupid. But he was the postmaster general or whatever, dressed up like just like a regular postal worker in the stupid shorts and all that. Which, they were delivering. They knew there was all this LSD in this package. And they were delivering it to this house. He was going to go up and make the delivery himself.
Yeah.
Whoever sent it isn't in trouble. It's whoever receives it. So yeah, he's going up to the house himself. And as soon as the guy accepts the package, arrest. So I thought I recognized the house. But knocked on the door and my friend answered the door. I was just like, and of course I'm yelling, dude, don't take the package. You can't hear me, but I'm just like, no, what the hell? It was a Bible of LSD, which is like like 100 pages
with
10 sheets on each page. Like, it's more than life in prison.
Oh,
Florida.
You're doing federal
in
time.
Time. Back then, you got a year and a day
per hit
for every hit of LSD. So, you're talking thousands of years.
A very commonplace, judgment.
Yeah. So, I'm sure it's a roll on three, set you free, whatever.
Yeah.
But, they got him. I don't know how somebody must have rolled it, because you're not going to.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure
and the thing is, if you're doing something like that, you're part of the family.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're with the Rainbow family.
Yeah, you got a Bible of LSD. This isn't like, I bought them off my friend.
Yeah, no, you definitely didn't, come across that at a rave. Yeah,
that's coming from a lab.
Actually, you know what? You may have come across it at a rave, which is why they're coming to you that.
Because that dumbass got popped with something, bro.
Yeah.
They don't play, man.
Yeah, and I remember a buddy of mine in college was a member of the family. The Rainbow family, folks, just so you know, is...
Dirty hippies.
Yeah. They're a group of old school hippies, and they keep the psychedelic movement alive in America. They
travel from state parks.
You would know more than I would.
They travel from state, yeah. By law, the parks, I think you can stay for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then you have to move on. So this massive group of people who never want to work and never want to do anything, they move from campground to campground around the country, and they live there. And they get donations from deadheads and hippies that actually have jobs and live in these towns. And they're like, hey, here's a truckload of potatoes and all that. So they're just a bunch of dirty leeches that, I love the Grateful Dead, and I spent a lot of time in the lot seeing, back in the day, but... That's the ones that, Jerry said, don't quit your day job.
Yeah.
And they did.
Yeah.
They're just the lazy freeloaders.
Yeah.
So whatever.
Well, but
my nephew is one of them.
But they have
and he's
the best
fucking
acid.
Weird. Well, like I said, they didn't make it. They're freeloaders. Somebody gave it to them.
This buddy of mine in college literally once a month would, and this was back in the 90s, huge rave scene in Dallas, stuff like that. He would literally get a VHS tape in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever he opened it up, there were 3 eyedroppers.
Oh, nice!
Full of straight liquid, and that was like clean bottle rocket action. Yeah. Like I'm getting a little flush.
I heard.
I'm getting a little flush just thinking about it right now. I can kind of taste the metal in the back of my
head
tongue.
Warming up. Yeah.
But
I would know. I've never done drugs.
And see, that's privacy in America.
Right.
Trying to understand that what happens behind your neighbor's door is actually your neighbor's business.
Right.
Whenever your neighbor's business creeps over your fence, now we got a problem. You know.
Depending on what it is, if it comes outside that door, if he's out on the back porch taking a shit and I can see it.
Yeah.
We're not cool.
We got an issue. We got an issue. Yeah. You know, but. I think in our digital world that we live in, the privacy has literally gone out the window. And people just really don't realize that. They don't grasp it. They don't understand the fact that everything that you do is watchable and traceable. Everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
There's a camera and a microphone on your phone sitting right there next to you.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, I've actively been blocked from making numerous posts on Facebook. One in particular, I used to have a screenshot of it, and I need to find it. But a buddy of mine was like, "Yeah, oh my God, you know, Facebook, you know me so well, I must buy a Waves plug-in bundle a week because of the advertising." It's like, well, that's because of games you played, things you've clicked, stuff mm-hmm. like that. All of that is metric data that they actively sell.
They sell it. Yeah.
And, you know, because you belong to these groups, you will be advertised to with this stuff. And
it's an algorithm.
The algorithm popped up with a yellow box around it that said, "You cannot make this post on Facebook." Yeah. It was like, "Oh, well, how about that?"
Not one of our sponsors.
I guess I can't tell people how Facebook works and how their opinions and their pictures and things like that are being used to actively sell to them.
Well, yeah.
You know, and I guess...
I mean, it's a capitalist society.
I'm down with it. And if people actually read that entire end-user licensing agreement, like there was a big thing a few years ago where Facebook can technically sell your pictures. Yeah. Technically.
Yeah. Well, you put it on their servers.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing people don't understand. That's their servers.
Yeah.
If you take a shit in my yard, it's my shit now.
Well, and I remember...
I'm going to throw it at you, but I own it.
Shout out to my buddy Wavy Dave. Hippie, if you can tell. But... He's disabled, and he does a lot of video watching, especially about guitar pedals.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the day that YouTube started having ads. Because if you remember, YouTube didn't have ads for the longest. For the longest time, it had no ads.
Well, and I get it. I mean, they got to make money.
Eventually, server space costs money, you know?
I'm sure they have a lot of servers.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of...
Mm-hmm.
A lot of data there.
Yeah. A vast amount of data. Vast. Mm-hmm. I want to say it is the largest repository of data on the internet now. As far as data itself.
Right.
Because literally, like, you know, you could fit the entire Library of Congress on a DVD just about.
Oh, yeah. Compression. Your massive phone you have.
Yeah, my huge 128. It is a pretty big SD card, I'm going to say. I got 128 gig in my phone.
It is a little bit.
Yeah. I don't rock.
And it's just a big phone.
I don't rock anything less than a 64. I don't have a tablet
it's
for
a
phone.
Fucking
I know
phone,
people
man.
That have like 7-inch phones, dude.
I know. They're still making fun of me for my tiny Zoolander phone.
Hey,
know?
Man.
It's fucking
wreck
cool,
it.
Man. Eep, 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 eep. It's easier to ditch when the cops are after you, man.
Just swallow it.
They can see your tablet fly out the window.
But, I mean, really. And I forget who it was, because we've had a lot of major hacks over the last few years. I think it may have been Dave Ramsey that I was listening to after the last major Chinese hack that happened where hundreds of thousands of people's information was taken. He was like, here's the thing. If you have purchased anything online over the last 5 years, because really online purchasing, things like that, as we know it, is really only a 5 to 7 year window.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Before then, there were still some clunky things
I have an answer to that whole problem.
Yeah.
I've never bought anything on the internet, and I'm not worried about it.
Really?
My credit card has never gone onto the internet. Not by me. I mean, if the bank did their thing, whatever. No, I don't buy shit on the internet. I go to fucking stores. I'm not lazy.
Wow.
They still sell shit at these things called store, these buildings where my parents bought shit and my grandparents bought shit.
Yeah.
And the stores are even nicer now than they were when my grandparents were.
There's air conditioning?
Man, I tell you, it's not that far away. You know?
Sometimes they have snacks as you're walking through.
And you get exercise.
Yeah.
You can, like, walk.
Yeah.
You know? And you can even text while you're walking around the store. You know, if you really have to be that attached to the internet.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, I get it. There's some stuff you can't. But the things that I can't get
at
my local stores, I don't need them. People lived without them for freaking thousands of years.
Yeah.
I will survive.
Yeah, you don't have the addictions that I do in this studio.
I mean, I'm betting you can get from San Antonio, Houston, Dallas, and Austin.
Oh, no,
I'm betting you can get all this shit that you and I'm pointing at and I'm saying shit.
I'm with you.
But he's got a crazy like rack system, crazy freaking there are, NORAD looking shit in here.
There are literally about 25 pieces of rack because there's more down here. There's about 25 pieces of rack gear in my unit
and an impressive Chaosilator collection.
Yeah.
That looks really cool.
Yeah, know, it's pretty sweet. Lights, but yeah, I mean, literally there are, I think, three items, maybe four in this rack that came off of the internet. That came off of like Amazon.
Okay, so could you have gotten them locally, but you got them cheaper because you did it online?
I got them cheaper because I got them off Craigslist, and I know how to buy used gear, and I know how to test and fix used gear. Right. So,
so you found them on Craigslist.
I found them on Craigslist. Yeah,
and just went and
met the dude.
Used your legs and got in the car and then used your legs to get out of the car and just bought it. You didn't have to like put your credit card
and see, I've never been an eBayer.
Yeah.
I honestly, that right there, that air synth that you see is literally item number two that I've ever purchased off eBay.
Ever. So you get where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
You're putting yourself out there. That's your fucking problem, man.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, PayPal was hacked not too long ago.
I remember when my kid was little and I had my first son was little. And this was, 1992, 93, when he had his baby monitor. And it would pick up people's cordless phones. I'd be sitting there in the living room listening to, and I got interested in this. And I like, because I picked up somebody in the neighborhood's cordless. No, he was older. I still had it because I remember I was picking, my daughter was born. And so I pulled out the old baby monitor.
Yeah.
And
the old 900 megahertz fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah, it had antenna
and all
phone.
That shit, and I pulled it out, and I picked up a phone conversation from the neighborhood.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was, like, within my block or something.
Yeah.
But I was like, well, that's really fucking cool, man. That's like a scanner or something. You know, I get to hear people's shit, you know?
Yeah.
So I walked down my street to see what other, this is not a lie at all. Like, very much a coincidence, but I picked up a conversation of a lady on my street or something. I couldn't pinpoint who it was.
Uh-oh.
And she was talking about my son.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Crazy.
To some other mom.
Crazy.
Because my kid was a little bit of a troublemaker when he was like six, seven, you know, little kid. And they were like, that fucking kid, Corey. She was talking shit.
That little fucker.
I was like, man, give me your address. I'm about to come over and talk to you. Like, I wanted to talk through the monitor. I'm pretty sure I yelled at the monitor.
Right.
But, I was like, wow, man, I can fucking pick up people's phone calls.
Yeah.
With a freaking baby monitor.
I've got a scanner
and
right
not
there.
I'm not even trying, yeah.
I could pick up all kinds of shit with that scanner.
Of course, nobody uses cordless phones anymore. But,
no.
My point was that
all you have to do is have a scanner that goes into the megahertz range and or gigahertz range, and you're all set for.
I know most people don't. You're right about they're not educated on what is private, what's not private, what.
Yeah.
You know, you can't take my picture. No, you're outside of your house. I can take a picture
of anything on a public street.
Anything outside of your. I can take a picture from the street of your front of your house while you're standing there doing something. Because
damn right,
if you're on private property, but guess where I'm not.
That's right.
On your private property. Don't come outside your house or I can video you.
That's it.
You know, people get pissed.
Hey,
you know.
I had the host of the show I used to be on in Houston. Shout out to KPFT. I love you guys. As well as Scott Summers, wherever you are. If you're listening to this by any chance in the universe, contact me.
Wasn't he one of the X-Men?
Scott Summers was one of the X-Men. Okay, he was Cyclops.
Yeah. Hey,
you're
so.
Not crazy, but he was all also the host of the music show that
you
I was
know
on.
Him? Oh, that's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah,
nerd.
I am a nerd. but literally, he was also a lawyer, and he was like, "Chris, you can do anything in your house you want, as long as the door's locked."
Yeah.
As soon as that door is open, it's an invite to the public to come in.
Well, that was before they put the camera on your phone, and then you gave them permission to look at it, use it anytime.
Well,
they want,
and so. The head of Samsung came out like all of 2 years ago and was like, "Hey, if you've purchased a smart TV in the last 5 years, it's been listening to you."
So what? What I wonder.
Google that.
I mean, I don't know what the law is. I'm sure they'd have to fight it out in court. I don't know if it's been fought in court. So there's only like one country in the world where you can actually hide. Like, you could have a teddy bear cam or whatever in your house and film you having sex with a girl without her knowing it.
Sure.
And that's Italy, I think, is the only country where,
I could imagine
where
that.
You can legally do that.
I could see that.
I mean, Somalia, it's even illegal. Like, everywhere, it's just illegal.
Do you want to start a march?
So,
Stone?
No. What I'm wondering is, since I gave them permission to use the camera on my phone, if my phone was tilted in the right way and my wife and I were intimate and they saw it and it recorded it. Now, is that covered under the same law where without our knowing you recorded it because I gave you permission to use my phone camera?
Sure.
You see what I'm saying?
Sure, sure.
So now can you sell that video? Even though we were not know,
no,
we
no,
did not know.
No, you can't sell it. You can't sell it.
I would think you can't even... I don't know. I guess it's that permissions thing because, okay, see, working in the phone industry, we'd be in, you'd have the frame. Okay?
Sure.
They used to have the operators with the patch cords and they, you know, you'd see them on the old movies and they're oh, let me connect
right here,
you,
like,
and they'd patch.
Like my patch base.
Right. They patch it. Well, they have switches now that do this.
Yep.
Okay.
Switches for
but
the
they still have the frame. And they'll, you know, they get orders. I'd watch them do this and they'd go and punch down. You know, from this number to this number, and that now you have a connection. This phone number works. You can use it.
Yeah.
And the switch does all the work. Now, you could take one of the handsets, the little alligator clips.
Yeah.
You know, like the guy on the phone pole has.
Yeah.
And you could touch them to these contacts and listen to any phone call on that frame. But it was completely illegal. It's against federal law.
Oh, sure.
For me to hook that up.
Oh, well, I
and
guess.
Listen, if it's a deadline that hasn't been hooked up yet to a phone number, I can check it.
Yep.
But
you can check it on a ring back and make sure it works.
It's absolutely a federal offense if I touch it to those contacts and I hear a voice.
Well, and there, the laws for recording a conversation actually vary state to state.
Right.
And, Texas is a one-party system as far as I know, if I'm not mistaken. Feel free to Google that, people.
They
put
have
it
to
in
ask
the comments.
You permission.
No. No, it's the fact as long as one party in the conversation knows it's being recorded.
So that keeps the cops from listening to you and your buddy talk?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but like if I was to call up, like for instance, whenever I was trying to make a case against my apartment complex, I did not have to let the dude know.
I did not know this.
I didn't have to let the dude know that I was recording him. I knew I was recording.
Well, then it's a good thing I hang up. Because, like, it's, they call me and tell me, well, for quality insurance purposes, we're going to, and I'm like, then no. I don't care who you fucking are.
Yeah.
I'm not going to talk to you.
Yeah.
You're not going to record.
No.
I don't give a shit.
Whenever I hear that, you know what I say? Mm. Literally into the phone, good. You know what? I want our phone call to be the fucking example because I'm either calling you because there's a major fucking issue.
No, this is when they're calling me and wanting money or something.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah, I'm not the other way.
If they're calling
the other way
you
around.
With that,
yeah, definitely.
They're calling
definitely
you with that.
Because I want proof when I take you to court to see your ass, but which I'm sure would mysteriously disappear, the recording, if it was against them. But no, you call me, you want money, you want anything. No, fuck you.
Yeah.
Well, don't call me telling you're going to record me.
Yeah.
Why would you be recording? Oh, for quality assurance. No, it's so you can fucking use it in court. I'm not fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Was I born yesterday? You're a collection agency. What the fuck quality control is this? Quality of what? You are trying to get my money? Fuck off. Like, I didn't pay you in the first place for a reason. I either ain't got it or fuck you. Your shit sucked.
Well, and you know, I'm of the mind and... I'm trying to remember where I heard it, but there was literally, like, once it goes to collection, you know, there's the concept of show me the original debt.
Well, I mean, I always tell them I don't owe you shit.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I owe that hospital money.
I don't owe you a damn thing.
You have them give me a call. Well, we've been hired. Well, you weren't hired by me.
Yeah.
So fuck off.
Yeah. I don't owe you a damn thing.
Have them call me. We'll talk shit out, but you can kiss my ass. I don't know you from Adam.
Right? Well, and, you know, the funny thing is that kind of information is sold off. You know, debts are sold off. That kind of stuff happens on the regs. Yeah. Your information is bought and sold daily, folks. Daily. Like a straight-up commodity.
Man, you have no idea.
You
know the information they could sell about me that they gather about me the most is I'm an asshole.
Yeah.
That's what they get from me. Mm-hmm. More than anything else, I'm an asshole because, like, you're not getting shit. I am not...
They probably get
giving you my information.
Because of my past and things that I've worked with and projects I've worked on, I am more than likely labeled dissident. I know for a fact that my phone was tapped numerous times. Uh-huh. I would be leaving work and literally hear, once I hit a certain point, hear a drop where it was like... While I was talking to my buddy, and it was like,
I'm on the gang registry in Lawrence, Kansas.
Oh, wow.
Because the cops having to pull up.
You're hardcore, dude.
No, I wasn't part of a gang. No, these guys.
You already
guys,
had street cred to me to begin with, Stoney.
I was drinking with some guys. The cops assumed they were a gang because all their heads were shaved. I didn't want to say that because they're sharps. They're not bonehead skins. You know, they're skinheads against racial prejudice, blah, blah, blah. But the cops wouldn't care one way or another. You're a gang. You know, so. And I just happened to be drinking with them out in the porch with long hair.
Yeah.
So obviously I wasn't a skinhead.
One of these things does not belong.
And I want to clarify, like, they were skinheads against racial prejudice. This is a real thing. There's two types of skinheads. These are just hardworking guys who pretty much for fun, they drink and go beat up neo-Nazi skinheads. That's what they do. But you can't tell the difference by looking at them, except one's going to have a swastika tattoo and the other one's going to have a fuck you Hitler tattoo, you know. Yeah. So. Just to be clear.
Talking about privacy.
Yeah.
Where those tattoos are.
Yeah, well, you know, who knows.
Well, you know, and to me it's the curious fact of we allow this. We are utterly complacent about it.
But you allowed the feds to have jurisdiction over you in the first place. I mean, you're not aware of the things you do. You know, you use your zip code, and there's that dash and those other numbers.
Sure.
Those other numbers are fed.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of them isn't.
Even
how you write USA, whether it's in caps or not, is the difference between the United States and the federal United States.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that we do and a lot of things we signed throughout life that we weren't aware was giving the feds jurisdiction over us because they literally do not until you give them jurisdiction over you. They do not have jurisdiction over you.
Yeah.
At all.
Well, there's that whole concept.
There's three federal territories.
Go ahead.
You got Guam, Puerto Rico, and you have D.C.
Yep.
A 10 fucking square mile area.
Yeah.
Those are federal territories. The rest of it's ghosted in the rest of the United States because of Buck Act and Uniform Commercial Code and all these things they put into place. Federal taxes are unlawful. All these things are unlawful, but they didn't force it on you. They just didn't tell you that this form you signed gave them jurisdiction over you.
Obligated you to.
You know,
to
that,
it.
That flag that has the gold fringe around it does not belong in your court.
Nope. That's a federal
flag.
That's a naval flag.
The United States of America flag does not have gold fringe. The United States flag has gold fringe.
I quote Dale Dribble.
Mm-hmm.
Dale Dribble.
I do all the time. Yeah.
Crazy that answer. Is the flag of the United States Navy. That does not belong in this court. I do not accept
it. Yeah,
it's
a maritime flag. Yeah. But, and they're... As stupid as he sounded, I mean, it's valid.
True. It's true. Well, and there's the whole concept of your private conveyance. Officer Eddie Craig is actually a former Texas DPS officer who puts on, and we should have him on sometime, actually. Yeah. That would be awesome. I need to try to get in touch with him. But he actually puts on a seminar once every few months over at Brave New Books here in town, and he has some videos that you can buy online, and it's basically your rights as a private citizen and showing the fact that whenever a cop pulls you over, he's trying to turn it into an alcohol or drug related arrest.
Mm-hmm.
And the moment that you hand over your private information, you have admitted guilt mm-hmm. of anything they want,
mm-hmm.
anything they want. And the conversation starts with, you know, hello, officer, is there anything I can do to help? Is there anything I can do to assist you today? Because technically any officer of the law can stop any citizen to render help.
Mm-hmm.
And it's technically right. against the law if you don't render help. So, yeah, you know, it starts there and then it goes into, is this conversation being recorded on audio and video? I'm recording it on audio and video.
Oh, well, you
for
say enough of
us.
That stuff, and the cop's like, yeah, y'all have a nice day because you just made it way too
but
much.
But it goes even further, and I actually know a gentleman who has taken it further with the Texas, and I mean, he's like been defending himself for years for the fact that his car is not registered because he is not in the business of interstate commerce.
Mm-hmm.
This is his private conveyance.
Right.
It's not a matter.
You don't have to have a license. Unless it's for. Now exactly. You get into the whole Taxgate thing.
Yeah.
And it goes even further because, you know, that's, I mentioned Buck Act, Uniform Commercial Code. These are all things
at that point
started,
you're talking about people that are like sovereign citizens.
Right. But, well, I have at least three friends. I don't know
really?
If they're all three alive. That denounced federal citizenship, and it's a like 800-page packet.
Yeah,
you can order the packet.
Yeah,
and you can get every page, and it basically goes back and says you sign all these things that you've signed. They know you've signed all these things throughout your life.
Yeah,
you know that the things that give them jurisdiction over you, and you have to fill out each one of these and send them to all these different addresses. You know, these different federal departments. To denounce your federal citizenship. I mean, you're still a United States citizen. You're just not a federal citizen. Now, all of a sudden, if there's no victim to your crime, you can't be stopped. Otherwise, it's false arrest because they'll say, well, you're being detained. Detained in Black's Law Dictionary is to be under arrest. So you just got them on a $20,000 lawsuit. They can't even fight.
Yeah.
Right there, bam.
Yeah, and that's what most people don't understand, which is like...
You have so
like when
much
I
more
went
power.
To when I went to jail... I didn't have my rights read to me. Like, that's some TV-ass shit, and that's whenever they're coming after you after a crime that they're already sure you've committed. I wasn't given my rights until I was arraigned before a judge. Until then, you're being active. Until then,
you didn't.
You're being actively detained.
Right.
Well, and they can detain you up to 48.
And they can just say they read them to you.
They can detain you up to 48 hours without cause.
Well, that's because you let them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, if they have you in handcuffs and all that, you know, you're not going to fight them. They'll shoot your ass. And
believe me, had I known my rights the way I know them today, the situation would have been a far different
situation. I'm pretty sure there's no statute of limitations on going back and suing them for false arrest.
Not worried about it.
Okay, and see, that's where it comes about. I know...
mine was a karmic clearance.
You know, you can get
happened.
your Social Security is a voluntary bank account. You can get that all that money that's ever been put in your account. You can get it back. You don't have to pay federal taxes. You have to fill out all the right paperwork.
You do
to do it
exactly.
And I know everything I have to do and all that. I mean, no license plate, no driver's license. My friend has a plastic plate he had made that says "Free Man" on his car. And that's it. And yeah. every time a cop, everybody in Chattanooga, Tennessee, all the cops, they will not fuck with him. He's yeah. already sued three of them for like $25,000 apiece yep. and won. And the cop himself, you sue the cop, yeah. not the city, not the county. You sue the cop.
Yep.
As soon as one cop loses $25,000,
ain't nobody pulling
bam,
your ass
over. Fuck that guy. It's yeah. not that important.
Yeah.
Like, leave him alone. Like, he'll cost you money.
Did he kill somebody?
Not right? Well, that's the thing.
Did he rob
somebody? According no. to the law, if there's no victim
yeah.
to your crime, there's no crime committed.
That's right.
Speeding is not a crime.
That's
you
right.
You can't fucking pull me over because then you're detaining me and I'm yeah. under arrest. According to Black's Law Dictionary, that's the definition
well,
of
and technically,
detaining.
And technically, according to people like Officer Eddie Craig mm-hmm. and that letter of the law, the fact is that speed limit on an interstate highway is only liable to people who are in the business of interstate commerce.
Exactly. So, yeah. Truck drivers.
Yeah. Those are the people who need the driver's license, mm-hmm. not the private citizen.
And I know all this, and I've talked to somebody in length about it, and they're like, well, then why the hell don't you get... I am fucking lazy.
It's some work, man.
It is. Well, the thing is the guys that I know,
like
that
I said,
gone,
this
gone through the process.
This guy's
that's
been
what they
going.
Do. No, that's what they do for a living.
I'm impressed.
They just sue. Okay, so
I'm impressed that this guy has actually kept his case up for years, yeah. literally years, and still keeping it up.
Oh, and these
still
guys,
fighting
these
the
guys
fucking
every
fight.
Every
it's amazing.
Every month, it's a new lawsuit. They're suing somebody.
Yeah,
you know whether it's a company. They actually, I'm not gonna lie, they use it and they you know just
sure.
to make money. If you know, you gave up your Social Security.
Yeah.
You have no number. You go to get a job. Well, we can't give you a job if you don't have a Social Security number. Bam, just won $20,000.
Yeah.
That's a lawsuit. You cannot tell me I can't be employed because I don't have a number to a federal voluntary fucking bank account
yeah.
that I chose not to be a part of.
Mm-hmm.
Now I sued you, the company, and you have to pay me.
Well, and these...
Yeah, so they're constantly suing somebody, suing a cop, suing a
yeah.
company, suing... And they live well.
Yeah.
You know, they don't need lawyers. It's not a case you have to fight. You go in and you say,
yep.
okay, this is the law. This cop pulled me over. Bam, I won. You can't argue the point.
Yeah.
Where's the victim? By law, you just have to hand me money. Like
yeah.
there's we don't have to sit in court for a week to argue. There's nothing for you to argue. This was decided a long time ago
yeah.
in the law. That's it. Period.
Yeah.
You might as well just write me a check and stay out of court.
Yeah.
So
well, and you know, it is a large process. And it does give you I'm not going to necessarily say privacy, but
yeah,
it does.
You still got apps on your phone.
You still got a phone. You still got all this
well,
other stuff.
Well,
you still
the
got
thing
cable.
Is,
you
the
still
thing
got
is,
the
I
internet.
Feel like I just feel like once you do that and denounce your federal citizenship and you sue a couple cops, boy, you better walk the line. You better
you
not.
You better
not do nothing, boy, because they're gonna
yeah.
fuck you in the ass.
Oh yeah,
like
they'll get
fuck
you.
Fuck Capone. You know
oh yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
They're gonna find a way to fucking
oh, yeah.
screw you.
Oh yeah, yeah.
If you don't end up dead in a ditch, you know.
Yep.
Cops don't like it when you go after one of them.
No.
You know? Then they all hate you. Yeah, you're just. Yeah.
Well, and
he was resisting arrest.
Yeah.
Now, wait, what? Is that why
I was
dead?
I was in my house.
Yeah. I was taking a shit. You shot me on the toilet. What the fuck?
In the face. Yeah. And, you know, I don't know. I guess to me, working the conventions I work, doing the things that I do, I see big data all the time, and it's right in front of my face. And unfortunately, especially having the broadcast experience I have, my job was to find the news stories.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, unless your job, and I hate saying this, people, but unless your job is to look for news, good luck keeping up with the news.
Yeah.
There is literally like four stories that will be pushed all day long.
Oh man, there's 7 billion people
and
on the planet.
Internet.
I'm sorry, like
and the internet.
To think that's all that's going on.
And the
know?
News and the internet moves so fast that it better literally be your job to keep up with the news.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I'm pretty sure that's people's jobs.
Oh, know? No. There are quite a few people whose job it is, you know, but it's not the average American's job.
It's all metadata.
You know, and it's all metadata and algorithms.
How many people were shot with type of guns in that city between these times on this, you know, between the... Yeah. We need to invest in that company.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of that gun floating around.
Yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't put it past them.
No. Well, and, you know, it's not hard metric to figure out.
And honestly. Let's put this brand of vodka in rap songs because...
Sure.
What's going to happen, Grey Goose?
sure.
You know, Belvedere.
Yeah. Well, and that goes. Tennessee. That definitely goes into the realm of soft control of the public.
Oh, yeah,
and you know that was done for years in movie theaters, stuff like that, where flash frames were put in. You know, Tyler Durden status, where there was one frame put in, like drink Coke. You know, stuff like that.
I'm not sure that's what frames he was putting in.
That is what Tyler Durden was, but it was Tyler Durden's style.
No,
just one frame out of 24.
Well, Disney put, you know, the word sex in the mermaid's hair, and you know, I mean, they were some dirty bastards up at Disney.
Oh yeah, you know? Yeah. There's some wild stuff.
Oh, and disclaimer, like Disney, if you're listening, hey, fuck you, I don't care. But anyway,
please come after us.
Yeah,
that'll be fun.
Fuck you for screwing up Lucasfilms.
How do you mean? Go ahead.
I don't know.
No. Yeah, come on.
Well, that's another episode.
Well, and, you know, for me, privacy comes down to what you hold close. And what you hold close, you don't put out publicly to begin with. You know, like I said, people putting stuff on Facebook, people putting things up on videos. Like, good God. Like, we're talking about, like, here in the last 2 weeks, there have been people that have posted, like, rapes live on Facebook, you know, criminal acts. There was the kid that was tortured for, like, 2 days.
You know,
like, the special needs kid.
No, I know. And I gotta say.
And how does that even get through? How does that not get through a privacy filter? But my ad for Dudes and Beer doesn't go through because I have words in it.
I posted on Facebook like 8 years ago because I was off Facebook for like 7 years and just like fuck this. But I posted, it was the crook of a tree where the tree split.
Sure.
And it looked like, if you looked at it right, it kind of looked like a couple of legs spread and a vagina, you know?
Sure.
It was just a tree. It wasn't like photoshopped with hair on it or anything, you know? Yeah. Bam, within 6 hours, that was knocked off, warning me if I keep posting dirty shit. You know, I'm like, it's a fucking tree.
This is a tree, yo.
How do they get this shit on? But I gotta tell you, I really appreciate stupid people. I really do.
Okay, give it to me.
Well,
us.
Think give about it to us. Okay, so do you think that if they didn't have camera phones, the rape and the torture and all that that's been recorded and put on Facebook or Instagram or whatever wouldn't have happened without the phones? It totally would have.
Oh, it would have happened.
It would have been much harder to prosecute.
My question, though, is what... I mean, I'm not even going to question what goes through somebody's mind that creates such a horrific act in the universe to begin with.
Right.
But what makes you think that you would not be caught?
Okay, because if
by
you're
live
not-
streaming it on Facebook, because you think it's private.
No, I don't.
I'm sorry.
Like those people are just fucking stupid.
Oh, no, I mean, they definitely...
I don't think they're sitting there thinking it through, like, well, this is private. And if
no.
They're like, haha, my boys will think this is cool.
They're definitely a little bit lower on the Darwinian chain. Oh, don't get me wrong.
Idiots. Like, for one, they did that.
Yeah.
I mean, that just seals the deal. They're just an idiot. Like, they're just a fucking animal.
Yeah.
I mean, really questioning it beyond that is kind of questioning, you know, making me look stupid. But, I mean, really, they just don't... I don't think that they think it's private. I really don't. Because, I mean, if they got 300 friends on their fucking Facebook, even if they got it set to private, 300 fucking people at least saw it. And they're going to fucking be like, oh my God, look at this fucking video that this asshole just put up.
It's yeah.
On my friends list, you know?
Yeah.
I just think they just have to be just
well, I mean, where is
beyond
the,
stupid. There's yeah, not like any thought
the,
of
where is privacy. The mental fucking disconnect, though?
Ah,
and that's what we have to explore as a genetics, society. Is like there is literally a mental. There should be a fucking mental filter, number one. And I'm not even going into the mental filter that keeps vetting. You from raping somebody.
Vetting.
All right. But I'm talking about the mental filter of I'm going to live stream this on the internet and I'm going to get away with it. That's the mental filter that to me is either clogged or somebody willingly bypassed fucking pass inspection.
You heard them talking. Did they obviously, I mean, there was
they're
no,
not the
there
brightest.
Were no, there were like three brain cells in the entire room.
Yeah, there's
belonged,
not, the,
and they belonged to the handicapped kid.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean,
he was the only one with common sense in the room.
I mean, you know, and I feel like that's a lot more common. Like I've told you before on other episodes and, you know, off air, that Extinction of Humankind, I think it's fucking the best political plan. Like full extinction. I don't
you're
mean,
totally
like, leave
down
a
with new.
People.
So you're totally down with New World Order. Like,
no.
Let's start trimming the fat.
No, bro, extinction. Do you, I mean that doesn't mean trim the fat?
Okay,
that
yeah, you're talking
everything
God,
is gone.
You're talking God level extinction.
I'm talking
we're
like
talking, yeah,
all the animals are still here.
Yeah,
and we're not. That's it. I mean, the best thing that could happen to this planet. Best thing that could happen. Sadly enough. I think it's the best thing that could happen for humankind. Mm. You eliminate war, murder, rape.
It's the only way that you do.
The only way, and it's been a problem since whatever, creation, evolution, whatever you want to, you know, Catholicize. I'm sorry.
No. You can Catholicize it. You can fucking Mesopotamianize it.
You know,
you can,
I just think
you can
since day one, we were messy.
And yeah,
messy.
I just said Jewishize it.
We were just a messy mistake. Like, I mean, it just, what a terrible, terrible creation or evolution or whatever. Like, it's just terrible. Like, we're just fucking horrible. And I know we're a cancer and all this.
No,
we're just fucking.
No, I'm
fucking,
not going to go Matrix on
fucking
it.
Fucking mean and idiotic and just terrible.
We,
you know, and there's a handful of the good ones out there, or maybe a lot of them, but it doesn't make up. Because if you get rid of all the shitty ones, guess what happens? The good ones end up having shitty ones again. I mean, you're not going to ever get rid of it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, good people have shitty kids, too.
Well, it's like I've said numerous times on this show, pure communism in the Christ-like form and the original concept of Christianity living in the catacombs, things like that, it only works in groups of like 50 or less.
Any good idea humans have pretty
other
much
than
only
that,
works on paper.
Well, other than that,
you add humans into
once,
it.
Once you get past like 20 to 50 people, you literally start dealing with straight-up corruption.
Yeah.
And it becomes some kind of cultish type thing, and it's odd, it's weird,
we're
but
just gross.
Yeah, oh yeah, and you know, I don't know. I'm not going to say that utter extinction is what's necessary. I'm not even going to say
I'm
that
not,
trimming
I,
the fats
I'm not
what's
saying
necessary.
I think it's just
I
the best
think,
thing that could happen. I'm all for it.
I think that. I hope that. Over the next 10 years, people's eyes will be open because as technology grows,
to revelations?
As this happens, well, to all kinds of shit.
Because as a Catholic, you should know the next 10 years doesn't hold anything good with, you know, the what all's going on in that book that's happening right now, you know?
True.
Not a real bright future in the immediate, you know, sense.
I'm with you.
Armageddon, Great Tribulation. Blah, blah, blah,
you know, I actually wrote a whole album based on the Book of Revelation years ago. I'll have to give
was
you a
it
copy before you leave. Actually, it was.
Man, I'm good.
Damn. You got me. Like get out of my head, Stone
Revelation,
Stone right Winchester. There, you know? But but literally, it was timed out to the reading of the Book of Revelations. So, like, it literally... You are
a dark motherfucker.
It really runs. Like, if you sat and read it, it's like a soundtrack to the Book of Revelations. It's crazy.
It's a lot of metal.
Yeah.
A little creepy, like, bass lines.
Yeah. More like a lot of creepy synths and sounds and stuff like that. But, and reversed recordings in Latin and shit like that.
Oh, no. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
But, I think, you know, I don't know, people I've worked for before, and a lot of people tend to take this privacy thing to the utter extreme. I don't tend to take it to the utter extreme. I know the data is being collected. I know that,
well,
I mean, hell, dude, my episodes have been banned in some countries.
The Patriot Act alone just... did away with your privacy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't think most people even know what the Patriot Act involves.
Yeah.
You know, but with what it involves, you know, what rights it gives the government against you, it alone was a good enough reason if 9/11 was a staged conspiracy, if...
Totally different episode.
The Patriot Act alone... would have been a good enough reason for them to stage that whole thing.
Yeah.
Fuck Iraq and all that other shit. Yep. All you needed was like, wait, what way can we get 100% complete fucking control of all these people and their information and their cameras and their just everything? Oh, this thing.
Without That's question.
That's it. Bam. No question. Everybody's Without like, question. And everybody was behind it. They're like, yeah, they bombed the building. Yeah, take our rights away. Fuck our privacy. Let's get those bastards. You know, the Patriot Act did not catch one goddamn...
Yeah, it's
not
like
one
saying,
terrorist. All
it's
they
like
did was
saying
fuck
that the
us.
TSA stopped a bunch of people.
Yeah, not at all. And TSA fucked. Fuck all that.
I mean, dude, literally. And you may have seen the post on Facebook. Literally, my trip to fucking Vegas... I got to Vegas and I start going through my Pelican. My Pelican travels with me. That's my carry-on. I bought that thing because...
Full of like knives and screwdrivers and shit.
Well, no. Literally, before I left the house, I was like, oh shit. Opened up my Pelican, pulled out my multi-tool and flashlight and put it in my check luggage. Thinking ahead.
Right.
Didn't want my... I love my fucking multi-tool and flashlight, man. That's my baby. I've had that shit for years.
Yeah.
And it's a good multi-tool and flashlight. I get to Vegas, I start unpacking my stuff. Typically, all my podcast gear travels in the Pelican.
Right.
And my other stuff travels in my personal bag, you know, so I can watch my movies, shit like that. Get there, start unpacking my Pelican, and I look in the zipper, and I'm like, what the fuck? And I unzip it, and out falls my fucking box cutter.
Nah.
Like, nice switchblade box cutter, you know, like, quality, badass fucking box, like... The thing that started it all, you bastards.
Right.
Like, really?
The 9/11 knife.
The one thing that you are trained to look for.
Mm-hmm. The box cutter.
Above anything else, the box cutter.
But they'll make me throw my fucking shampoo
and that,
out.
And that makes it go... That makes it through?
Man, when I came back from San Francisco last year, you know, we'd been working in that. It was like a 80-year-old steel factory, 100-year-old steel factory, whatever.
Wow,
and drilling through the ground, the pavement, the asphalt.
Yeah,
whatever.
To anchor shit.
Every like inch you went down, a different colored dust would come out. I mean colors, green, and orange, and brown, and red. And I'm like, what the fuck has been poured into the ground around here over the past 100 years? Like,
holy crap!
Everybody there was sick all the time. But coming back, it just coated everything. Oh my God. They weren't going to let me on the plane because my bag failed for like 32 different substances on the particle detector that they ran it through. They're like, I'm sorry, but like basically your bag looks like a bomb.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, I've been working in an old factory. Like I didn't do, but yeah, they were like, no.
Yeah.
This just isn't going to work. You know?
Yeah, no, I had a bag.
But Chris Jordan got through with a box cutter. Fuck you.
I had a bag almost fail in where was that? LaGuardia. And literally, they were like, well, you know, this test positive. I was like, quite honestly, I'll tell you the truth. That is the bag that I used to use to carry my fireworks.
My bombs,
in.
Yeah.
No, my fireworks. Like, yeah, that was my fireworks.
It's just plastics. You know? It's just resin.
But recently, all of last spring, I went to Philadelphia or to the Philadelphia area, actually up to Mercer, PA.
Right, right.
To shoot a buddy of mine's dance school recital. And my Pelican had, all, like, my video mixer, like, out of the rack, all kinds of shit. And, you know, just wires galore just crammed into it.
Right.
And then my wife had my shooting bag, literally. My shooting bag, like, right, what right, I take yeah. to the range.
Right.
This thing has held rounds of explosives and spent shells and shit
that
like that.
Residue.
Yeah. What rings up through the fucking
not
thing?
The shooting bag.
Yeah. It's like, what the fuck? What the hell is that?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just got to question you. I'm cool with you looking through both bags. I don't care. One of them's got a bunch of cameras and HDMI to Cat 5 connectors. The other's got a mixer and a bunch of wires and wireless transmitters. One? But why did the Pelican ring up and the one that's actively held explosives not?
What was their response?
They couldn't tell me.
I don't know that machine told me to look.
Yeah. And it was like, what the fuck? Like this bag is actively, like, recently, like, as of, like, a month or so before that, been to the range and held my gun that, like, shot rounds.
Right.
Like, there is residue in that bag.
Right.
Nuts. And that's the privacy that we, quote, unquote, expect. That's the privacy that... You know, we've come to, like you said, willingly give up rights for in order to expect these safeties.
America.
And not actually have them.
Well, a lot of those, they use patriotism. You know?
Yeah.
If you're a good patriot, you'll want this thing. You know?
Yeah. Well, and that's just it. You know, it's, to me, it's people are all too willing to, number one, find a savior, and number two, just have it done.
Yeah, for them.
Just have it done for them.
Don't want to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to think about it. I just want it to be done.
Yeah, pretty much.
And, you know, unfortunately, that's not the way the world works. That's not the way that people work. That's not the way that democracy works. And believe me, we don't live in a democracy. We live in a democratic republic.
Right.
We are republic people. Don't forget that. We are not a democracy.
Past year. That's what I keep trying to tell them.
We are not. We are the ones with the power. In a democracy, the people don't hold the power. In a republic, they do.
Mm-hmm. And the people, once again, like you said, they're just not educated to the facts.
That's it.
Because it was on a meme.
Yeah.
And that's the only fact there is.
Yeah.
Might as well be law.
Well, and that's just it. That's the modern day concept of things. And as we close out this episode, you know, that's what I want everybody to think about. Until next time, Stone, thank you so much for coming
on,
man. I appreciate it. Always, man. You're always welcome on this show. We utterly love having you. Think about that, folks. Think about the memes that you look at, the things that you think about. And until next time.
Not all real.
If you can't be good at it.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Dudes and Beer Podcast. To listen to our audio streams and chat with us live, download the official Dudes and Beer app for both Android and iDevices, available on the Google Play and iTunes markets. For more episodes, content, and information, visit us online at dudesandbeer.com. You can also find our episodes on Spreaker, SoundCloud, YouTube, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast service. Dudes and Beer is a proud member of the Revolution Digital Group family of podcasts. Thanks for listening, everybody, and until next time, drink responsibly.